Dry Spells, Part 7. A Spiritual Journal. On holidays, we take photos of scenes and events we want to remember and store these photos in albums. When the holiday is long over, looking through the photos, we revive the memories, feelings, and sensations of those scenes and events. The photos keep the memories of the holiday fresh and alive in our consciousness whenever we turn to them. In traditional communities, in years of good and plentiful harvest, farmers always kept aside some grain to store as insurance against potential future drought, flood, or other misfortune. Pirates would bury their treasure and keep a map where X marked the spot. We too can be wise like the farmer, the pirate, and the holiday photographer by keeping a journal of our best meditation experiences. When you have a good meditation, take a virtual holiday photo of the moment. Take time to write simply and sincerely about the feeling, the circumstances, what made this moment so special. A spiritual journal serves two purposes. Firstly, the act of writing brings focus to the moment, deepening our gratitude and appreciation, which in turn helps assimilate and solidify the experience in our consciousness, strengthening, expanding, and sustaining its benefit and positive influence in our lives. Secondly, our writings serve as stored grain against a potential dry spell. Simply by reading our words, the inner feelings, beauty, fragrance, and power of the moment are summoned, and the closed door to our fruitful meditation magically swings open once more. Our best meditations are priceless spiritual currency, our inner buried treasures. When all seems hopeless, by turning to our own first-hand accounts of our vivid, deep, and authentic lived reality, we are led to the X marked on our map. Our buried treasure is exhumed, our dry spell washed away.